The stairs. Long ago, in a small village, there was a man named Takashi. Early in the morning on New Year's Day, Takashi went to a shrine lined with bright red and pink cherry blossoms and showed a beautiful view of a pink sunrise behind Mount Fuji. But before Takashi left, his friends warned him.
You better hold your breath while going up and down stairs or you'll die.
Takashi knew the rules of the temple, but his friends often had to remind him. Takashi thought about it, but ignored their advice, because he was cocky and didn't listen to what others told him. He continued to walk up the stairs. He slipped, and a shrine maiden called Sachiko caught him.
Thank you, shrine maiden.
Just be sure to follow the rules of the temple.
Takashi got up and prayed, then descended the shady temple stairs. He noticed that he left his bag, so he went back down the stairs. Suddenly, in a flash, people with their faces covered and in black robes called the obake surrounded Takashi from all corners of the garden.
The robed obake opened a portal to hell and threw Takashi in. As he fell, he got knocked out. When Takashi woke up, he wasn't alone. He was with 73 other people in a cell with red spikes and small flames covering the floor.
Wait, I think I remember what my friends from the village told me.
First, you must escape the cell by throwing someone to the bars. Sadly, they will die, but will make a hole which you can escape through.
Second, you must challenge the chief ogre to a match, which is very challenging. But if you beat him, you need to rip off the key from his neck. Finally, you must walk for a whole day until you get to a door which takes you to a portal to your world.
Takashi invited everyone in his cell who wanted to escape.
Okay, guys, here's what we need to do.
So Takashi told them everything his friends told him.
I'll do it. I'll be the sacrifice. I have been here all my life trying to help myself, but now I'm too old for that, and it's time for me to rest in peace.
All right, guys, on the count of three, throw him into the bars.
One, two, three.
Wait, what? Are you sure this is a good idea?
The man ignored what the volunteer said, and the bars where the old man had hit slowly turned into ashes, leaving a hole for the prisoners to escape.
He took everyone. They ran to the doors and took them out.
No!
They went to the ogre and challenged him to a deadly match, like Takashi's friend said.
The ogre always accepts.
They fought and fought, punching, hitting, kicking for hours, until one of the 73 men with holy water fell in.
I'm unstoppable!
The man threw the water in the ogre's face. He turned into ashes, except one thing.
Good, at least the key didn't burn.
11 out of the 73 men had survived. They started their walk for a whole day and started by going left.
Keep on, people. We can make it.
They walked and walked until they got to a door that was buried under a pit of gold sand. 4 people died of injuries, 12 hunger and 12 thirst. 3 out of 73 people had survived.
Everyone, we got here. Let's go out.
They opened the door with the key. There was a guard.
Hey, stop right there!
I'll stop him. You go!
Thank you so much, Takashi, for being by our side on this horrible adventure and getting us out of hell.
He jumped at the guard. The 2 people turned around and saw Takashi getting stabbed to death. Now, they say if you ever end up in hell, that the spirit of Takashi will help you escape. Such as he helped those other 2 people.